Now, then I had to go back to photo. Came back the next day. What did I do then? Oh, I don't remember just exactly what I did. One of the things I did was call Jesse to see if he was home. He was. He said, come on out. So I stopped by the Chevy garage again, talked to the parts manager in there, who was one of the men that had been on my list, to find out what I could about. He told me that he'd been in California for a few years, and this immediately scared me away. But I made the appointment, so I went out to see him, and I explained my problem to him. He suggested you. And that's how it turned out. And I listened to you. There was something there I couldn't put my finger on, and it came out when you said that you were interested in speech and speaking, presenting ideas. You've evidently done some work on this, either consciously or unconsciously. And you had an English teacher in the family. That also was an influence. And then you have, well, you're alert and you're aware, and you've been associated with the town, and not entirely out with the bottoms. So, you're a good informant.
Well, I, of course, like I say, I have lived right out here all of my life. Mm-hmm. I've been in there in business 3 years, but I've been in there as a member of the SCS board, the county fair board, the REA board, the...
You've associated with people. And
things like that, you see, all my lifetime.
Changes take place.
All my life I've worked you know, those good paying jobs.
Yeah. Dollar here, dollar there.
Most of them don't even have that. And we have, of course, I didn't get to go to school. My wife didn't get to go to school for 1 year, and we have tried to get the children to all go. And of course we haven't got that. We feel like, though, that we're very fortunate in that line.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you half a dozen more questions. If a truck goes by here with a load of gravel, what do you say he's doing to that gravel?
Hauling it.
Uh-huh. And if a man took a tractor out here and put a chain on a log and started his tractor and moved that log 200 yards, what would you say he'd done to it?
Dragged it. I should have said he drug it.
Okay.
You hear that a lot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you hear that a lot.
Sometimes you hear het too.
Hear what?
We het it. We put it on the stove and we het it.
Well, I wouldn't
That's
even know.
That's not as common as drug.
I wouldn't have caught that one. It'd been a long time before we got the water hot enough hetting it to make coffee, wouldn't it?
If you're in taking a bath sometime, you forget your clothes, and you holler to your wife and ask her to bring them to you, she opens the door and sticks them in, what would she say to you?
Here they are.
If you didn't do something, someone said, was it you who did this? What would you say? No, it...
No. I know it's Bill.
No, you don't know who did it. You just know it wasn't you.
You say no.
No what?
You might sometimes say no. You might sometimes say no, it wasn't me.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever eat any of the insides of a pig or a calf that is not the liver and the lights, but any of the intestines?